We are here with Jeff Hunt and Jeff Friedman, for who that round of applause was for. Jeff Friedman is the executive director of the Greene County Chamber of Commerce, and Jeff Hunt is the executive director of the Columbia County Chamber of Commerce, and I have worked for about 3 months to get the two Jeffs together so we can do the Jeff Show. So here we are, the Jeff Show. Good morning, Jeff and Jeff.
Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
So what is happening in Columbia and Greene County that we should all know about? Jeff.
Well, I guess since my county begins with the letter C, I'll start first. Columbia County Chamber tomorrow is having a business after hours at Olana. It will begin an hour earlier than previous business after hours because we're doing a Move Columbia walk of the Olana ground. So we're starting at 4 o'clock tomorrow.
Oh wow! Okay, good. And good that I knew that.
And if you don't know what Move Columbia is, it's an initiative that the Columbia County Chamber started to make businesses aware of a healthy workforce is a productive workforce. And so what we're trying to do is educate the community at large about healthy choices to make. For example, we're starting small, so it's making some wiser choices. Like, for example, if you are a Diet Coke drinker and you drink sodas 5 days a week for lunch, we're asking maybe 1 or 2 days a week, substitute that can of soda for 16 ounces of water. If you're normally driving to pick up your lunch, we're asking that you may once or twice a week decide to walk and pick up your lunch. All this is moving towards what we're going to launch in 2018, which is an initiative with employers in the community at large to try to bring down our aggregate community health score. We're currently about 26 in the state out of 62 counties, and we would like to move into the top 20 of healthy counties. So we're working really diligently and hard on that. Matter of fact, before this radio broadcast, Matt, I was in a meeting with our Move Columbia team, and where we were talking about adding Move events to everything that we do upcoming. So that's one initiative that I'm working on. There's some things that Jeff and I are working on together, but I don't want to step on his toes, and so I'll yield to him.
Yeah, I think it would be hard to step on either of your toes. I think you'd dance too fast away. Jeff, yeah. Friedman, what's happening with you?
Well, we're doing a lot of similar things. We've got our business after hours tomorrow night as well up in Wyndham at the Chicken Run, which is a nice outdoor restaurant venue, and so we usually do events on the mountaintop this time of year, take advantage of the fall foliage, which while you're down here in the valley and it doesn't seem like it's happening yet up on the mountain, we've got fall foliage is pretty much in full bloom up there. So that's happening on Thursday. And one of the things that Jeff and I are working together on, the two chambers are working together on, is our leadership program, which just kicked off last week with its first sessions. And that's a program where we work together to help to bring professionals from both counties together and go through a series of classes that take place from September to June, working on leadership skills, awareness of what's happening in the business communities and what's happening in the not-for-profit worlds, etc. There's a different theme to every session throughout the class period, and it takes place once a month. And we have some really great instructors. We've got some great sessions coming up, and I think it's nice to get people from both sides of the river to get a greater awareness of what each side of the river is doing, and even people to understand what's happening in their own communities that they don't recognize, that there are some very interesting businesses and activities and just resources that are available that we think this class really brings to light. And also, it's a really nice way to get people involved in the chambers and to find future leaders of the chambers for our boards, et cetera. So.
And for businesses to intermix and get to know each other, and because there is a lot here that we're not aware of.
That is absolutely true.
I'm always being surprised at what I discover about Columbia and Greene counties. So what else is happening besides the leadership program? What's the biggest news in Columbia County these days?
Well, there's a lot.
Besides moving,
I mean, of course, we're in a new election cycle, so we're always monitoring that. We want to make sure we have some continuity of leadership as we move forward. We had some changes here in the city of Hudson in the election on the 12th. The 12th of September.
The primary
election. Yeah. So you had a couple races that were decided then.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's the county. There's several races in the county, several contested races. So we're mindful of that. There's a lot going on. I mean, I just mentioned that I had a Move Columbia meeting before that. But prior to that, I had a Workforce Preparedness and Education Committee meeting where our region is facing some of the similar issues. Although our employment rate is low, we're virtually at full employment here in Columbia County.
Wow.
And every business that I know is looking to hire, and they can't find a qualified workforce to fill those positions. And Jeff could piggyback if you'd like to on this.
Well, Jeff and I had a conversation the last time Jeff was on the show, Jeff Friedman, about that it is becoming very difficult to find qualified people to hold positions.
And the Berkshire Taconic Foundation just released a study that was distributed today that shows us that our county is we're probably going to lose population. Upcoming census, there's some estimates that we'll dip under 60,000
in the county.
Which,
wow.
It's because in the study it says that people are leaving the county to find employment elsewhere because they either are not gainfully employed enough, or they're working 2 and 3 jobs to maintain a livable wage. And then others are just moving because they are finding, they're moving south and things of that nature. But this is a common problem. I mean, it's not just in the Twin Counties, Columbia and Greene. We're finding this in Saratoga and the Cap region, Rensselaer, Troy, Fulton, Montgomery, all in the Hudson Valley River region. So
that's wild.
Yeah, it's obviously workforce is, as I said the last time I was here, it's the biggest challenge in terms of growth for both counties, for the region in general, for the entire capital region. Finding qualified help, finding help at all, even help that a business would be willing to train. There's just not a lot of people out there looking for work. Both counties are at or near full employment. You know, Greene County has historically low unemployment rate right now. Ours isn't anywhere near as low as Columbia's, but for us to be down in the 4% ranges is just unprecedented. And while we don't have as much population loss, we have a very flatline population. We're not growing. We're not shrinking. We're just kind of staying stagnant. And both counties are suffering right now from a negative birth rate. There are more people dying in the counties than are being born. What's holding up in Greene County so far is that our inbound migration rate is higher than our outbound migration rate, which is keeping our population steady. But a reasonably sizable part of that number is retirees moving into the county. Second homeowners are retiring to their second homes or retiring to the mountains. And so the negative of that is that we're getting older. So the county, Greene County's age is particularly old. I don't know the statistic for Columbia County, but I know that both of us are older than the state average. Greene County is significantly older than the state average. So that becomes another problem in creating workforce. You hold on to your population, but if your population gets really old and it's retired, then you're not creating enough workforce to expand the businesses. So that's a big issue. We're working on it very regularly with our County Economic Development Office, with the Workforce Development Board at Columbia Green Community College, and with our county IDA to come up with creative solutions. But it is hampering the ability to go out and find bigger businesses to come in.
Is there a place where people can go online and find out what jobs are available in Green and Columbia counties?
Yeah, at Columbia Green Community College, they have the Workforce Development Office. The New York State Department of Labor keeps a database there. You can go online to the New York State Department of Labor office. You can contact Columbia Green Community College Workforce Office, and they will hold your hand through the process. They'll even help you to find a job. So we have great resources in the area to do that, but there's just not a lot of people out there looking.
That's true. Maureen Booten from the Workforce Development Board was in attendance at this meeting earlier, and she's even finding it hard to find people to come in and where she's assisting them, helping them train and fill out applications and become prepared for interviews and the like. So it's a real issue. I think we have to do a better job of marketing our county. Certainly we do a great job of marketing the city of Hudson, but we need to also expand to talk about the other quality of life issues that impact, that makes our entire county attractive. And we need to do that in short order.
Yeah, I mean, I just had a couple of guests on before from the Spotty Dog Occasional International Film Festival. And Slink was talking about that, not just about Hudson, but about the quality of life in the Valley, in Columbia County, in Greene County, because there is a really great quality of life here. I wonder how we can get that message out to more people.
Yeah, that's been one of the things that we've been working on. We've talked about maybe creating a marketing effort. Greene County created, through the Economic Development Office, created the Buy in Greene, Invest in Greene program a couple of years ago that the chamber worked with the county legislature, with the county economic development, and with the IDA to create this program. But the Invest in Greene part is the important part, and that's where we're marketing the county to say, bring your business here, come to work here. And we're marketing the lifestyle that you can have in Greene County and in the region, the natural wonders, the resources, and the fact that there's, you know, pretty much everything you need is either in the county or within close proximity. So we're hopeful in it. We've seen excellent results in attracting new businesses and new business owners to come up. Now we're hoping that as we start to dovetail the program, we can also attract the workforce with them. So,
Jeff Hunt, you look like you're pensive and about to say something, or you're thinking deep, thoughts.
Well, I agree with what Jeff is saying. I think on our side, I think there are a lot of fragmented efforts to market the area. There's probably three or four websites that say that have some sort of visit tagline for the city of Hudson. And then there's recently we had a extended business after hours in Chatham, where we had about 26 businesses participate, which was very good. And their efforts to market Chatham to on a regional level. But there's no overall comprehensive plan to market the county on a national, regional, semi-regional basis. Mm-hmm. And I think it's well overdue. And that's something that my chamber board, we've entertained and looked at ways how we could possibly be that organizing entity around that. And we've had some meetings, and there are probably a couple meetings more that we need to have before we can actually get that going. But that is a priority. Because it's not just the tourism and attracting tourists here. We have to be able to, one, continue to sustain the growth that we're experiencing, and then again to attract the workforce that's needed here.
Yeah.
I think that the Jeff touched earlier on the upcoming election, and I think there's some. I know in our county we have some very competitive races through a number of the towns, and there's going to be some turnover. And I think that on the subject that Jeff is talking about that cooperative, that cohesive marketing effort, you know, it really takes elected officials who have the political will to want to create economic growth, create prosperity, and you know, depending upon how the candidates, you know, I always say, look, the chamber is extremely neutral. We don't honestly care who wins. We don't care what party they're from, as long as they're doing the right thing by the community and doing the right thing by the economy and the businesses and for the future and the growth of our area. And intelligent growth. I'm not talking about cutting down all the trees and building factories. That's just that's not who we are, and that's not what attracts people to live here. I'm talking about balanced, intelligent growth. So hopefully, with these contested elections and the people who come into power, they have an understanding that they have a real responsibility. Not to say I want to keep it like it was in 1955, but to say how do we become a modern, effective economy and a modern, growing, vibrant community, and that includes every aspect of life. You know, Jeff was mentioning the statistics for health in Columbia County. Unfortunately, in Greene County, those numbers are not good. We're you know, I sit on the board of the Greene County Rural Health Network, and we review these statistics all the time. And the Columbia County looks like a healthy patient compared to the statistics that come out of Greene County. So, you know, and all of these things to fix these problems, it takes political will. It takes the desire to want to make the changes and to say that, you know, status quo as it is, or trying to leave us in a situation, you know, which says, oh, it was wonderful, we should go back to what it was in the 50s. That's not going to get the job done. So hopefully people, when they go to the polls, are looking for candidates who have a plan and a vision to help create the growth and to create that marketing strategy that Jeff talked about, and to implement whatever it is, ordinances, to do recruitment, even for their own towns, to create these situations. And that's not always true. It doesn't happen all the time. And if you live in a town where you feel like there's not a lot of business going on and there's not a lot of things being attracted, you need to talk to your town officials and your county representatives and say, what are you doing? Because oftentimes when you see that, there's a little bit of blockage at the political level. So
I just want to remind our listeners that you're listening to WGXC 90.7 on your FM dial, WGXC.org, Acre, Hudson, Catskill, Philmont, Coxsackie, Hunter Mountain. And our guests today are Jeff Friedman from the Greene County Chamber of Commerce, Jeff Hunt from the Columbia County Chamber of Commerce. We're talking about a number of things. Monday I was down in New York because my friend Jeff Cole is the executive director of the Center for the Digital Future, and he's been a guest on my show a couple of times, one time. I hope to have him on again soon. And he gave a presentation about the radical impact that driverless cars are going to have on us within what he sees as a very foreseeable time frame, within 5 or 6 years. And I just, it was, as you were speaking that, I wondered what that was going to do for life in Columbia and Greene counties, because it makes it either more or less accessible from the city. So.
Yeah, I don't know if that'll have an impact or not. I mean, we haven't. You know, we finally got ride sharing up here, and I don't know how effective it has been in Columbia County. We're not seeing a huge impact from that yet in Greene County. We need more drivers. That's part of the issue, is there haven't been enough people to get involved. But I don't know. Driverless cars, I don't think, are going to impact. Unfortunately, in Greene and Columbia counties, quite often we are on the backside of waves like that because we're more rural. And we're a little bit outside the metropolitan zones, so we tend to be a little later in catching up to those things. But that's not necessarily a detriment. I don't foresee that. I mean, the growth on Columbia County has centered a lot around the fact that the train station's here. There's a lot of people coming up via the train.
So I think we might be more impacted by a faster train between here and the city and back.
Oh, I think that would be a real shift for us. I mean, there's this us versus them mentality here in Colombia. Just to be frank, I've been here for over a year. So you have the what some are calling old-timers in the Colombia County area versus those who are newly moved from the city, be it Brooklyn, Manhattan, or wherever in the city. And you'll see a lot more of that if we had a faster train. If they could... I had some friends visit just recently from the city, and they were talking about if the train, if they could get from the city here, they would buy a house here in a heartbeat. And within an hour, just over an hour train ride, they would move here in a heartbeat. So that would probably reverse the population trend loss that we were seeing if that was to happen. The whole idea of driverless car sort of makes me fearful. Just because still see a number of accidents with people who are supposed to be fully awake at the wheel. So to think about someone not at the wheel at all really terrifies me. But with that being said, you know, the technology is growing exponentially, and, you know, as we try to move out in front of it, we'll find ourselves it's outpacing us. Is lapping us. And so how do you really wrap your eyes and your head around the new technological advances? We're still trying to figure that out.
Yeah, it's a big challenge. I mean, and that's what the Center for the Digital Future devotes its time to. Well, that's great. What else is going on? What else is the bright things that we should be talking about? Because we've been talking about some serious issues. Are there some fun things that are coming up that we should think about? Because I always like to think about fun.
Well, we and I'm sorry, Jeff.
No, go right ahead.
I jumped in, but we've been working diligently on a partnership with the Columbia Green newspaper here, the Register Star, and about Small Business Saturday. We really want to make a splash and help our businesses in the county really take advantage of the marketing opportunities with the Smart Shop Small initiative through American Express. And we're talking about doing an event in Hudson, Chatham, Philmont, Valencia, Kinderhook, where there's a center concentration of small to medium-sized businesses to really take advantage of that, the spending dollars that are available starting that Friday after Thanksgiving.
So that's Small Business Saturday, and you're planning on doing events in various places on that day?
On that day, correct.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Keep me up to date on that.
Oh, certainly will. Yeah. We'll be rolling out announcements pretty shortly. So,
yeah, because I would like to see how I can help support that.
Okay.
I think the station would like to see how we could support that. Yeah. Not just me. I'm just one small cog in the wheel that keeps WGXE going. And how about you, Jeff Friedman?
Well, we have a lot going on with Small Business Saturday. We work with each of our communities to try to develop events around that. The Mountaintop has in the past done a passport program that attracts people to go to businesses and to win prizes in both Hunter and Wyndham, mm-hmm. In both towns. And they're working on doing something like that again for this coming year, that the each community we're working, much the same as Jeff was talking about. We meet with the business leaders in each community and try to create events around the day to try to attract people and create programming that will bring awareness to Small Business Saturday. And it is a very successful day across the area. It's a great time to get out and do your holiday shopping. It's after Black Friday, right after Black Friday. So here's
a chance. And before Cyber Monday?
Yes, and before Cyber Monday. And with a chance to actually, support your local merchants and find the great products. There's amazing local products that are produced here in the area that are available. And, one of the things you have to remember is when you're spending your dollar locally, it turns over in your community at least 7 times. Mm-hmm. So your dollar turns into 7 local dollars. So mm-hmm. that's a very important number, and it's an important factor when you consider, can I buy it locally or can I buy it out of town? So I think that's a great event. And the other event that the Chamber is working on, that the Greene County Chamber is working on, is our Catskills Beverage Trail Festival that we're going to have at Windham Mountain, where we're bringing in all of the wineries, cideries, distilleries, and breweries from the region, not just Greene County, but the surrounding region, as well as a lot of local food producers. And it's going to be a great event on that afternoon, Saturday the 4th. It's the day you turn the clocks back, so you get a chance to get an extra hour's sleep after going to the festival.
That's good. You'll probably need it.
Yeah, yeah. So if you just go to the Catskills Trail Festival website.
What day is that again?
November 4th. It's the first Saturday in November in the afternoon at Windham Mountain.
Okay.
So I think it's going to be a really good event. We've got, I think at last count, we had 43 beverage producers already coming to the event. And we've got about 18 food vendors, you know, mm-hmm. folks who produce cheeses and jams and hot sauces and breads and all kinds of local stuff. So it's, I think it's going to be a really good thing, segue into what we just talked about Small Business Saturday, to show what our region produces. And it is, there are great foods and great beers and wines and ciders and distilled products like vodkas and ryes and whiskeys that are created locally. And so I think it'll be a good way to come and see what our region has to offer. So
it really is. Gosh, I'd like to. One of the questions I always ask is, what should I have asked that I wasn't smart enough to have asked? Because gosh knows I'm not smart enough to have asked all the things that are happening in Columbia and Greene counties. Is there anything I should have asked you about that I haven't asked you about?
Well, I don't. That's sort of a difficult question because, and I hesitate to speak for Jeff, but there's just so much that's going on. It's like we have to sort of be prompted to remember other initiatives that we're mm-hmm. working on. For example, we've pulled together our nonprofit community here out of our over 750 members. We have about 140 nonprofits that are members of our chamber.
Wow.
And
WGXC is one of those members.
Correct. And so we've pulled together a steering committee that will be meeting tomorrow at 2:00 at Art O'Mai to talk about programming for the 2018 mm-hmm. For the Nonprofit Business Council. And one of the things what we want to do is we found that nonprofits they work in silos and their heads are down and they're so busy trying to service their constituency that oftentimes they don't know when there's strategic alliances or partnerships right next door to them. And so we're sort of trying to remove some of those barriers. The issues of a community calendar. You notice sometimes I found it hard when we're planning chamber events. If we don't have a community calendar in front of us, we may plan an event on the same time to something else that's really attractive to the community. We may plan at the same time, and we do it unintentionally, but sometimes it happens that it's just a coincidence that mm-hmm. happens. So trying to reduce some of the redundancies and duplication of services, trying to forge strategic partnerships are some of the issues that we're trying to work on with the Nonprofit Business Council. Lastly, our PROPEL, which is our young professional group, we actually shouldn't say a young professional, it's just a developing professional group. It's having an entrepreneurial panel discussion in October. You can check our chamber website, www.columbiacountychamber-newyork.com for information regarding that, or our Facebook page, Columbia County Chamber Facebook page, to find out more information related to that. But again, there's so much happening. It's almost like you would have to be a mind reader to be able to ask that question.
Well, yeah, exactly. And I was just thinking this morning, as I remember, I got an email from the Columbia County Chamber of Commerce because I'm on your email list. And I just, you know, there's business after hours, there's Notary Public Review, workshop, professional development, sponsorship opportunities. There's things that you're talking about, like story time on the go at the Hudson Farmers Market. The fact that Hudson Athens Lighthouse, which, by the way, I'm going October 14th. But there's just an amazing number of things. And Jeff, let's go over the URL for Green County.
Yep, it's greencountychamber.com. Green with an E, in case you forget. Yeah, you just go to the website. We've got all of our you know, all of our events, all of our initiatives are on there, and the programs that we have coming up. You can sign up for our newsletter, which goes out via email every week. And, you know, as Jeff said, there's just, we're involved in so many things and working on so many different programs and initiatives right now that, you know, it's hard to say, oh, gosh, we forgot that one or we missed that one, because I'm sure we'll both go and leave and say, oh, boy, we should have said that. But there's I would just say this. Overall, in both counties in this area, there is a lot of really positive stuff going on. There's a lot of growth. There's a lot of positive activities. There are, you know, in Greene County, we're seeing an explosion in the creative economy. A lot of artisan-driven businesses, creative stuff. We've got a new business making furniture out of recycled bowling alley wood. We've got someone making clothing out of recycled textiles. We've got hand shoemaker, you know, handmade shoes being made in Catskill now. This stuff is happening all over. There's a revival of dance in Greene County. We've got
Lumberyard.
But the Lumberyard and the Stephen Petrino camp that's opening up in Caro. These are the creative economy, the arts, is really blossoming and driving economic development in some of these communities. It's really kind of a really neat time to be living in the area, because there is so many new things going on and technologies. There are literally our companies that are bringing in new technologies to the area that are saying that they can live and work because of the internet here and enjoy creating new ideas and new growth industries with things that are at the forefront of technological growth in the area. So I think there's a lot of we talked about a lot of the negatives. I think there's a ton more positives than there are negatives.
Yeah.
That workforce thing is a factor of the positive stuff that's happening.
Yeah. This growth. Exactly. Because if business weren't growing, there wouldn't be a need for people to work at them.
Yeah. So and you see it in both sides of the river. There are brilliant, creative people moving into our communities every day who are doing things that I wouldn't even have thought were possible to do here, or I would never have thought would decide that, say, Caro is the place I would do that, or I would do that in Coxsackie. You would never think that would be the case, but there are some really amazing creative people doing great work here and moving big businesses here. You just don't know they're there.
Yeah, I think that's really, I think what prompted me to ask the question about whether there was a clearinghouse for information about available positions, because I think people don't know about all the things that are happening here. Certainly I don't. I know I drive by, you know, on 9H, I go up and down, and I know there's somebody, as I'm on the right, on the east side of the highway, he's got a big sign up there. I don't know who they are, but they've got this huge sign saying, come in now and apply for a job. And I, you know, it's like, who
ACS
are they?
And then also the Whittier joint rehab center all have hiring available. Our chamber's site, we have a jobs button for people to go to. We're currently updating it. What we do is we send out a passcode to our members so they can be able to log on and upload their job openings. We like to utilize that more, so we're sort of like we like to be a clearinghouse for those job openings. Certainly we would like to have it for the Google Analytics and to, you know, let people know that our website is driving traffic, but the workforce board is a good place for people if they're looking for employment to go. The thing about it is they're also there to help you, with resume writing and other things of that sort. So there are resources available if you do find yourself in the need of finding a job in the county, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with what he said. I mean, the thing about workforce, which is really good if you're looking for a job, is they will they will help you with all of the skills to get one, between resumes and job training and all of that. They're there. They don't just leave you hanging. They'll help you even go to prepare for an interview. They'll even help to connect you to that employer. So they are very much a if you're looking for a job, that's the place to go, in my opinion.
And that's Workforce?
The Workforce Development Office at the Columbia Green Community College. And they have a great staff there. They're, you know, if you're looking for work, that's the place to go.
That's good to know. And because I know some people who've been out looking for work, and I don't think they know about that as a resource. In fact, I know they don't.
And it's free.
And they're young people, so.
Yeah, that to me, that would be the place to go. They are, you know, constantly working. The other place that's really becoming a very important resource is Questar. Questar 3 is working closely with us, with a lot of the counties. I know they've been working with Jeff over in Columbia County to engage businesses and get them more involved in the school environment, and even to have programs like teachers spending a day doing job shadowing in businesses to learn more about what companies are looking for in employees through their businesses. So the Questar, if anybody's interested in having their business be more involved and get more involved in helping students to be prepared, or even looking at some seniors and other older students to become potential future employees, contact either of the chambers. We'll get you in touch with Jim Church and his folks over at the Questar 3, and you can be very involved there. They are actively looking. Every school in our county, in Greene County, is looking for businesses to get more involved in the school environment. So contact us. We can make it happen.
Okay. Any last words? Because we're coming up to the top of the hour. We're going to fade away on some music. I'm going to just go.
Thank you.
Golf clap.
Yes, I would love for you guys to come back regularly. If we can get it all together, you know. But let's try to do this, because this was really fun. This was very fun for me. And next, we're going to be listening to Maria Manhattan. She'll be coming up in the next show. This is the lovely Maria Manhattan, and we're going to clean out the hour. This being Matthew Tombers. And what we're going to do is, we're going to play When You're Smiling by Louis Armstrong and Cy Oliver's orchestra, because that's what I'm doing. I'm smiling right now. WGXC 90.7, The Morning Show, Wednesday version, Matthew Tombers. Having just finished interviewing Jeff Friedman and Jeff Hunt from the Chambers of Commerce, we're the voice of Columbia and Greene Counties. See you next week.